Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In response to violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left one woman dead and 19 people injured, rallies in Boston over the weekend condemned white supremacists and sharply criticized President Trump. WBUR's David Boeri attended two events last night, one on and one next to the Boston Common.
Stop the hate to make America great! Stop the hate to make America great!
On the Common, at the Brewer Fountain, many chants, many signs. Our hearts are better than your hate. Say no to bigotry and hate. And, pointedly for attendee Ellen Friedman, this one. Donald Trump has got to say no to racism in the USA.
In his statement yesterday, he referred to violence by both sides, and as though both sides had been violent. None of that is true.
For the couple of hundred protesters, the president was almost as much a target as the white supremacists, whom the president was faulted for condoning at best.
Everybody said he would grow in office. He shrunk.
Elaine Light put out a call for the rally through Indivisible.org, which calls itself the grassroots movement to resist the Trump agenda.
We're here to say our country is inclusive. We value all the members of our society. We will not allow them to be intimidated by white supremacy.
With the announcement of a rally on Boston Common next Saturday by an organization calling itself the New Free Speech Movement, these counter-demonstrators are calling for a show of solidarity against racism. Despite what happened in Charlottesville, Elaine Light says in the event of violence, she and her protesters expect to protect themselves and to be protected.
This is Boston. Police are not going to stand by the way they did in Charlottesville and let things play out. We believe the Boston police and the Massachusetts State Police will be there and have our backs.
When the world is sick, can no one be well? But I dreamt we were all beautiful and strong.
Across from the Common, in the fading light of Sunday, Rabbi Margie Klein Rontgen began the singing of rounds at St. Paul's Cathedral Church. Its steps crowded with 200 people holding candles.
When the world is sick, can no one be well? But I dreamt we were all beautiful and strong.
A weekend that showed what was described as a crack in the soul of America was ending. Another confrontation may be coming Saturday. Prayers were for peace and unity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.